Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, Reiki Master, Gifted Intuitive, Yoga Teacher, and Spiritual Teacher. And I want you to remember that you listening are a soul living a story this time around. You're not your body, you are your eternal soul. And with Thanksgiving, remember to have gratitude every day that you are alive, not just at Thanksgiving holiday. And today I'm going to be talking about soul wounds. You ask, what are soul wounds? Soul wounds are deep emotional, psychological, or even spiritual traumas that impact your very essence of who you are this time around. And these wounds are so intense that they can actually come from previous lifetimes and carry over into this lifetime. And it's the kind of soul wounds that carry loss and betrayal, rejection, abuse. And the soul is your inner self and that part of you that's been with you eternally. So healing those soul wounds this time around can make you feel safe and worthy if you choose to come back again, or just to heal in this time, in your experience here on earth this time, to heal those emotional patterns and to break them and to become healthier and to have better relationships. And healing soul wounds is no easy task, but there's so many ways to go about it, and we're all on our own personal journey. No one can rush you. Only you can decide when you've fully healed. So doing the inner inquiry and self-reflection, I always talk about doing a self-reflection once a month. How do I feel? What are my goals? Where am I going? Embracing life experiences, even the difficult ones, that give us wisdom to move on wiser and calmer. Learning from every single person you meet. Everybody you meet has something to teach you, and especially learning from our mentors. I don't know about you, but I have a mentor that has taught me many, many different things. And I'm sure you listening have someone that you can think of that's been important in your life, that's taught you life lessons, or a mentor that you look up to. And healing soul wounds can have empathy for yourself and compassion for yourself to heal. And wisdom isn't only about intellectual knowledge. It's about understanding and caring for others as well as yourself. And having emotional intelligence in your life is just as important as intelligence and book smarts, maybe even more so. But having an open mind to clear out stuck energy and those soul wounds, having the patience to work on yourself, to focus on the parts of you that don't feel so good, and sitting in meditation and sitting in your heart and connecting with universal heart and expanding your intuition in meditation, and knowing that we can't control every day, but knowing it's okay and that we can handle it. No one can hurt or kill our soul. And here's a Rumi quote that I really love. You have to keep breaking your heart until it's open. Rumi. I'm going to say it one more time. You have to keep breaking your heart until it's open. Rumi. So healing those soul wounds, opening your heart, and going through the heartaches and the pains in your life to make you more compassionate, and even to realize unconditional love by opening up your heart. And wonderment is a word that keeps coming to me. Last time I did yoga, I kept thinking of the word wonderment. It's a state of awe, amazement, a deep curiosity. Beautiful and mysterious. It's a feeling of being fully present. And when you meditate or do yoga, you are fully present in wonderment. And this state can be sparked by anything, by looking at the stars in wonderment, by realizing that you are your soul. And that wonderment connects us to the world around us, and having that sense of gratitude, not just at Thanksgiving time, but every day that you wake up and take a breath, embracing the joy and the humility of being you and the magic that every single day brings. Mystical openness to miracles is a living state of wonderment that I want to be in. And self-care and self-love. Go get a massage. Don't feel guilty. Turn your phone off for a couple days. Disconnect. You deserve just to be at peace with you. It's important just to be. You don't always have to be on. You don't always have to be doing. Just sit in your own beingness and connect with your soul in meditation. Here's another quote by Rumi. The wound is the place where the light enters you. And I know my Aunt Mary Ellen was a nun, and she used to say the more tragedies and the more heartache you have in your life, the closer you are to God. And this quote by Rumi says it all. The wound is the place where the light enters you. So all of us are wounded, and spiritual teachers have usually gone through a lot of tragedy, but it's where the light enters in you. And you want to share that light with others and transform yourself on a daily basis. And here's another quote. Don't turn away. Keep your gaze on the bandaged place. That's where the light enters. So I know every person listening has had a tragedy in their life where some of us are stuck and we can't move on. But letting the light in to completely heal the soul wound at this time is where we're all at. Just realizing it. And you may have thought that a soul wound was completely healed, and then something triggers you and you realize you've got more work to do. Don't beat yourself up. Give yourself compassion and allow yourself to continue and self-evaluate. And align with your soul through meditation, through getting back in nature, through doing yoga, whatever feels good to you that embraces an passion for life again. And doing more spiritual things connect to your spiritual side always helps. And letting yourself just sit in silence, turn your phone off, and just be, and see how uncomfortable that is for you. And soul wounds differ from ordinary emotional pain because they resonate at such a profound level within you that you may think you've healed them, but you haven't. But it doesn't mean that you can't remove those blockages through doing a visualization of moving the white light through you and releasing all your negative energy and stuck energy into Mother Earth, and she can take them from you. And healing the soul wounds is a journey, like I said, of self-awareness, of forgiveness, of compassion, and doing spiritual practices daily, and feeling the awful feelings that move you through the pain so that you can release them. Reflect on the tragedies that you've experienced in your life. They might be health issues for you listening, or you might have gone through a hurricane and lost your house. You may have had a death of a loved one or a loss of a child. All these heart, soul wounds need to be healed by crying, feeling the pain, and moving through them. Creating a space for joy to come in once you've gone through the spiritual pain and you can release them. And the biggest tragedies in your life, once you heal them, give you the biggest wisdom. So go get therapy, get a good professional, get a counselor, do self-care, volunteer, help others. And if you've learned a nugget of wisdom, share it with a Facebook post or an Instagram. Write a book, write a poem. But share the wisdom that you've learned to help others, and it will help you heal your soul wounds. By having compassion and empathy, not only for yourself, but for others that have experienced similar situations. Here's today's meditation. If you can, if you're driving, obviously you can't, but if you're at home and the house is quiet and the kids are at school, put your feet on the ground and take 3 deep breaths, pausing at the top, exhaling loudly, and pausing at the bottom. Feel relaxed, feel lighter, sink your hip bones into your chair, place your feet on the ground, open your hands, palms up to heaven. I want you to sit in peace and tranquility. I want you to feel your heart beating right now. Imagine your heart opening. Ask yourself, what soul wounds are within me right now? I want you to sit in that. Sit in your heart. What soul wounds are within you? Reflect for a moment. I want you to let go of all the loss. I want you to envision every painful thing you've experienced in this life, moving through your body, through your feet, into Mother Earth, and letting it go. Now I want you to forgive yourself and forgive others right now. Think of yourself and things that you might have shame for and forgive yourself right now. Now think of someone else that's hurt you recently. And I want you to sit in your heart and forgive them now. Now we're going to say the Ho'oponopono prayer, and you can repeat it after me. We're going to say it 3 times. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Now I want you to clear your chakras. Picture the whitest, beautiful light coming through your crown chakra. It's moving to your third eye, expanding. This brilliant white light goes to your throat chakra, overflowing your heart chakra. Oh, you feel so much unconditional love fill you now. Fill your whole aura. You are whole. You are loved. This white light goes to your solar plexus, beaming like the sun, expanding, moving to your sacral chakra and filling it with white, beautiful, luminescent white light. Now moving to your root chakra. Increasing your energy and your vitality and overflowing this white light in your root chakra and clearing from your head to your toes any stuck energy now. I want you to feel in perfect balance. I want you to intuitively connect and see your third eye open. I want you to envision yourself and your body shining brilliant white light from your whole being, and your body is relaxed. Your spirit is shining and free and can fly in the wonderment every day. Your whole self is connected to universal consciousness now. You're able to grasp wisdom that's available to you. You reflect on your life lessons you've learned in wonderment and curiosity. You now move forward with wisdom. You allow, surrender, and heal your body now. Your mind and your spirit are free and whole. Feel peace wash over you. Unconditional love fills your heart, overflowing your whole auric field. And now you see two golden cords coming from your shoulders to your soul, connecting you to your soul self. These two golden cords tie you to your soul for guidance and guide you on your soul's path. Peace, peace, peace washes over you. Hope, hope, and more hope fills your heart right now. Wiggle your toes and open your eyes. And I hope you felt that. Always hold hope in your heart. Tomorrow can always be a better day. And here's the affirmation for today. My soul wounds are now healed. Wisdom and light fills the space where my wounds once were. Wonderment and wisdom guide me now. I know I am a glowing soul that walks my path today. I want you to have such gratitude this Thanksgiving, even for the teeniest, tiniest things, for the food on your plate, for someone that said a kind word to you. Write down 7 things that you're grateful for every day. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's is climb up and take a hand. It takes great strength to ask for help in hard times. Allow yourself to receive help when you need it. Accept a healing, helping hand. It's powerful for both of you, the giver and the receiver. You can return the favor to someone else when your strength returns to you. Climb up and take a hand. So if you're in need of help, take a helping hand from someone and be proud that you were strong enough to ask for help and to allow and surrender and receive it. I will wish you all, everyone listening, a happy Thanksgiving. I am so grateful for each and every listener. Hit the follow button and please share The Healing Soul with someone else that needs a positive message. And know that God loves you and so do I. The Healing Soul, empowering wellness and oneness.